And this is Tate Servance coming to you from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom with your news for the hour. This update is brought to you by your neighborhood Ace stores, Ace Hardware and Bad Axe, and Sebling Ace Hardware. And across the state, thousands of dogs, cats, and even rabbits waiting in shelters are about to get a helpful boost. Michigan officials have announced a $150,000 investment aimed at improving care, increasing adoptions, and tackling the root causes of pet homelessness. The funding, distributed to 24 animal shelters from the Upper Peninsula all the way down to Metro Detroit, will power a wide range of efforts, from spay and neuter programs to vaccinations, microchipping, and even expanded shelter space. But here's the twist. This isn't coming from a new tax or major legislation. It's funded by everyday Michiganders who checked a small box on their state tax returns, choosing to support the Animal Welfare Fund. State leaders say that simple act is making a bigger difference than expected. The majority of this year's funding, more than 85%, will go towards spay and neuter services, a critical step in preventing overcrowded shelters in the first place. Since the program began in 2010, more than $2 million has been funneled into animal shelters statewide, helping give thousands of pets a second chance at finding a home. For shelters already stretched thin, this latest round of funding could mean more wagging tails, more purring companions, and more happy endings for animals still waiting for their forever homes. There is a list on our article on thumbnet.net of the different shelters that have received funding if you are interested in knowing more. And the Michigan Public Service Commission is moving forward to construct six energy storage projects, including one in the Thumb. Contracts were approved for the 450-megawatt Big Mitten Energy Center, the 350-megawatt Monroe Energy Center, 200-megawatt Fermi Energy Center, and 132-megawatt Fish Creek Energy Center, as well as the 100-megawatt Cold Creek Energy Center and the 100-megawatt Pine River Energy Center. The first three projects will provide a combined 1,000 megawatts of energy storage capacity to fulfill the settlement agreement and DTE Electric Company's most recently approved integrated resource plan. The approved contracts include a 20-year tolling agreement with the Big Mitten Energy Center in Huron County and self-build contracts for the Fermi Energy Center project and Monroe Energy Center project in Monroe County. The last three contracts are energy storage projects owned and operated by DTE Electric that will serve the 1383-megawatt data center being developed by Green Chili Ventures LLC in Washtenaw County. DTE Electric saw approval of the Cold Creek Energy Center, Fish Creek Energy Center, and Pine River Energy Center, along with the equipment supply agreements for battery modules and the master service agreements for engineering, procurement, and construction. And those data center battery storage projects are the first 332 megawatts of 1383 megawatts of company-owned energy storage facilities that Green Chili Ventures must foot the bill to develop to match the data center's contracted demand. Data centers are battery facilities that store energy to provide power during times of peak demand, and it helps ensure grid resilience and that speeds up their transition to cleaner sources of electricity. And fire crews from across the region were kept busy early Thursday morning after a series of wildland and grass fires broke out across multiple townships within a short time frame. Their current investigation said the circumstances strongly suggest that the fires were intentionally set. The Mayville Fire Department was first dispatched at approximately 1:46 a.m. to the area of Phelps Lake Road and English Road for a reported grass fire. When crews arrived, they discovered the situation was far more widespread than initially believed. Firefighters located multiple active fires stretching over several miles, from Phelps Lake Road near Maple Grove Road to the English Road and Shea Lake Road area. At the same time, additional fires were reported in Kingston and Burlington townships. Within roughly 30 minutes, a total of 7 separate fires were identified across 4 different locations, all several miles apart. Due to the number of fires, the distance between them, and the short window in which they were ignited, officials say the incidents are considered highly suspicious. The fires are now being investigated as intentionally set. Authorities are asking anyone with information or home surveillance footage from the affected areas to contact law enforcement. And we will be right back after this message from our sponsor.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
Why would you wander around a warehouse store looking for paint when you could just swing by your neighborhood Ace? Because Ace has a huge selection of premium paint colors from all the best brands, not to mention Ace's expert advice. We can even match any color you want with our color matching technology. Just bring in the item you want to match, and we'll custom mix your paint color right there in the store. Plus, we've got everything else you need, like brushes, drop cloths, rollers, and paint trays, too. We also offer something that's becoming harder and harder to find these days, award-winning service. The paint experts at Ace will ask all the right questions to make sure you have everything you need to get your job done right. So the next time you've got a paint project, head to your neighborhood Ace.
Instantly transform any room in your home with the vast array of paint colors at Ace Hardware. This is Paul Bender. From painting a room to updating a fireplace or staircase, we have the paint and tools you need to get the job done. Our computer color matcher will find the exact color you need. Visit Ace Hardware, Northgate Bad Axe, and Sebuing Ace Hardware.
And that was a message from our sponsor, Ace Hardware. And that was your news for this hour, but you can always go to thumbnet.net anytime, anywhere for news, weather, cancellations, and obituaries. I'm Tate Servance coming to you from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom.